Good morning, good morning. It's the 8 a.m. Coffee Podcast. I'm just trying to sound like Dax Shepard on his podcast. Do you ever listen to that one, by the way? Armchair Expert?
No. No, but I really want to. I've heard clips and stuff like that.
It's really great. Along with Gary Vee, I think Dax is probably our number two to get on the show. So, how's it going?
Dude, let's reach out. It's all right. It's all right. It's, a buck wild morning. So
explain what's buck wild. Well, I mean, if you can,
everything's calm until we start this.
Oh,
and then it just, I don't know. It reminds me. So something happened this morning that reminds me, I have to continue on the grievances that we started on Wednesday.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. People that slow roll through the grocery store, but like walk in front of you every time you're trying to move around them unintentionally. Mm-hmm. And now you can't get like closer than 6 feet to them. Right.
Yeah.
So I finally was just like, excuse me. And just started walking around people.
Man, it's really terrible also that they don't know. Like, there's no way they could possibly know, but it still makes me so angry.
Something that made me upset going to the store the other day is that I couldn't help a little old lady out.
Oh, like, because of distance.
I was like, let me get that water for you. And she's like, no, it's okay, honey. I'll get it. And she's like 94 years old trying to get a case of water. I'm like, first of all, you're not going to drink all that. Like, let's just be honest. Yeah. Like, that's not happening.
I think my other...
second of all, change the gloves.
Yeah.
You're what?
It is possible. I don't even remember. I was going to give another grievance about something, and it already lost me. I stayed up too late.
Grocery stores,
man.
I'm the worst in a grocery... I love it, but I turn into such a Yankee in the grocery store. I'm like, let's go, people. Like, stop hankering over 14 cents.
Like, is it like you're driving in the north when you're in a grocery store? I love the way people drive up there.
No, I'm weird about grocery store shopping. I'll be honest with you. I'm really weird about it. Like, I don't use self-checkout ever. Ever.
Right. We've discussed. You hate it.
Self-checkout.
Sometimes it's good, though.
Why do you not go in with a list? Like, let's go. And then, now go off the list. There's nothing wrong with going off the list. Like, I want to make sure that that's understood. But I'll see people go back and forth 18 times. And I'm like, not because they don't know where something is. Like, they just are. I don't know. I assume a lot.
Right. And then, yeah,
totally judge them.
I knew what I was going to say. It wasn't a grocery store thing, but it related to what you said. It was like the whole someone's in front of you, and every time you try to get around them, they move into your path. It's a whole situation where there's no way they could possibly know. And I was on the phone with a lady trying to get a new health insurance plan about a month ago, and every time I started to talk, she would start talking over me. And she's probably 60, 70 years old, just by the sound of her voice. I'm really judging her on that. But at one point I said, ma'am, you haven't stopped talking over me this entire phone call. And just ended it there because we had finally reached a conclusion about what I'm going to do about health insurance. And then she emailed me and apologized and said she didn't realize she was doing it. And I was like, oh man. Now I feel kind of bad, but also not, because how could you not realize? Like, how could you be so bad at conversation that you don't realize you're interrupting someone every time they start to talk? So I emailed her back and I was like, it's okay. I shouldn't have something. I don't know. It felt right in the moment, but, me and old Karen from Farm Bureau Insurance, we worked things out, so... It's all good now.
Oh, did you?
It's all good now, and I have health insurance, so win.
Now I'm
going to
be really thinking about cutting you off like the entire time, because it's one of my worst habits It's one of the worst things I do.
It's also weird over video too, because there's delay.
Well, I think when we're in person, it's a lot easier not to do it because I'm waiting for like cues. I almost said clues. I'm waiting for visual clues. It's visual cues, to not for when to speak, right? Because I do think I'm good at communication. However, I will tell you this. I assume that I know what you're going to say, and I already have my answer prepared. It's one of those hypocritical things with my kids. Like, I'm like, stop trying to listen for what you want to hear for to be able to respond in the way you want to, when that is totally me. That is 100% me. I have a lot of like randomness in my head today.
Really?
So you're, oh yeah.
I think I do too, but it's just because of lack of sleep. And I'm probably gonna be bad at keeping thoughts in my head today. Worth it though, because I got to episode 5 of Waco, and man, it's crazy.
Yeah. Do you like the federal government currently, or are you like, these guys are ridiculous?
You know, it's a fine line between they're doing their job and like the way they know how, like if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I like how they portrayed both sides at different points as good and both sides at different points as like the worst thing in the world. And I like that that happens.
So the show is based on two books. Have you seen that?
Yeah, the FBI guy and then the guy who actually survived. Spoiler,
Yeah.
sorry.
Well, clearly he survives. Like he didn't write the book in there. But I do like the FBI guy. I know I'm not going to give anything away because he said, "Have you ever noticed that all cults have a leader that have 14 wives and they're all 13 to 18 years old?" You know, I don't know if he said the 13 to 18, but he all has multiple wives, and he's the only one allowed to have sex with anybody. Like, it's
Oof.
so true.
So
But
wild.
I mean, I've had conversations with people like, "Hey, I don't necessarily agree with polygamy. I don't think it's anything that anybody should do, but also it's very much none of my business." If that's your choice in life, okay. Like, if everybody's entering into it, like, and I'm not talking about the kids that are like 13 years old. I'm talking about like the people in Utah that get married at like 30. Like,
It's yeah,
here's my thing.
it's both ways, like there has to be consent, so it's like I don't know.
I couldn't do it. But I mean, like, you see people that are in relation, like dating relationships that do that just don't ever get married. But that's legal. That's like,
How different is it to you that they have the sheet of paper as opposed to, oh, we're just cohabitating?
yeah, to me, I have very strange views on marriage, and I will say that very, very clearly. I believe in the separation of church and state, 100%. And legally, I think when it comes to legal, like a legal doctrine, like the Constitution and like government laws and things like that, I don't think religious affiliation should be involved in any of it. I really don't. I really don't. However, if you get married in the church, right, that's not about a legal piece of paper. That's not the basis of it, right? So, do you have to sign the paper? I don't care. As long as that's your commitment, and is covenant the right word?
I
That's
guess.
your agreement. Yeah, I don't
Same
know.
thing, right?
You know what I mean?
Covenant just
Like
sounds biblical, though.
you're making a commitment in front of God in the church. To do it legally, you're making a commitment in front of a judge. you know, because a judge signs off on it.
Yeah,
like, hey guys, a judge signs off on this. Like, whether you get married in a church or married on the courthouse steps, like, so does it matter? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't technically every commitment before God if you're going that route? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, I think, like, I believe in marriage and, like, I'm not going that route. I'm just saying, like, you know, during the COVID, right?
Yeah.
By the way, non-quarantine day one, I guess we are phase one. Phase one, nothing has changed, but phase one.
Sure, sure.
You're allowed to go to the gym now, right? But only 5 people per 1,000 square feet.
Is that true? Like,
yes.
I didn't look into the numbers a whole lot. Wow. Wait.
And so, there are some gyms that have like 500 square feet, all right? So you're only allowed two and a half people. A little person? Like, what's going on here?
Are you allowed to say little person? I don't know, you know?
I don't know. My dad had a friend that was a little person in medical school.
Yeah.
And she used to get highly intoxicated, and he would tell stories about rolling her under the coffee table and her going to sleep under the coffee table while everybody was still partying, because she tried to keep up with everybody, but she was smaller, so she got intoxicated quicker than anybody else.
That's ridiculous.
He wasn't making fun of her. He was just saying these are the actual facts.
Right.
Right.
Goodness.
This is the same person that also owned a monkey. By the way, monkeys are the worst pets.
Wait, did your dad own the monkey, or did the girl own the monkey?
No, we did have weird pets, though. I will. We can go into that in a second.
Yeah, yeah. But, I want to know the weirdest for sure.
No, but back to the marriage thing. Like, does it matter if you get married legally, as long as it's in front of people and God? Like, no one asks you, where's your marriage license? Has anyone ever asked you, where's your marriage license? Like,
not since that day. Not even on that day, actually. I don't know why I said it that way.
Well, I mean, like, there are legal reasons to have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't think there's an issue with doing it legally. By the way, I'm legally married, as you know, like, but which is the bigger commitment?
Yeah,
the piece of paper I signed, or
the,
you get what I'm saying,
the actual, like, life,
right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But during the COVID, the COVID-19, you know, quarantine, all this stuff, right? People are going, hey, we still planned on getting married. We're still going to do it, but we're going to have a reception and a celebration later. Let me tell you something, honestly, people. Are you ready? Of all the people that I've known that have done this, which is about 100 couples.
Dang, that's a lot.
One. No, and I'm talking like, hey, we're going to get married and have a reception later.
Yeah.
One person has done it. One couple.
Oh, I gotcha.
One. Like, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm great. Like, yeah, get married in front of 4 people.
Or two people.
Don't spend $25,000 on a reception. Like,
for real.
Be smart. Like, it's not about that. Anyway,
don't
get me started.
No, you're good. Speaking of the ceremony and everything, have you heard of this show Love is Blind on Netflix?
No. I'm not. No.
It's the trashiest trash TV that I have ever seen, and it's hilarious.
So, because I do believe in the sanctity of marriage, and I do believe, even though I've been divorced, but we won't go there. Not my choice, not my fault. Anyways, just throwing that in there. I'm glad it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 100%.
Sure.
Like, I am also sleep deprived, so I need to watch what I say on that subject. So let's just go somewhere else.
Be careful.
Pets. You were asking the weirdest pets we had. So we had an African gray parrot.
Okay. Did it talk to you?
It talked to people and in the actual voice of somebody. So he used to, so we had an intercom system at our house that would answer the front door, and he would hit the button and use my dad's voice and go away. Because anytime anybody would ring the doorbell, my dad thought it would be funny to say, go away. He was like, go away. Right?
How did you
But the
train the
parrot
parrot to actually like hit the
would just
button?
pick it up. So
That's
he did,
hilarious.
I don't know how he did it, but
Yeah.
he did it. But he also, the bird, Bernie was the bird's name, by
Okay.
the way. Bernie is still alive. By the way, if you choose to get a bird, no one tells you they live 65 years. Like, that bird's probably going to outlive you, people.
Especially
Like,
parrots, right? Like they're in it for the long haul, right?
yes. Yeah.
Lindsay and I
Also,
went to a whole parrot exhibit when we were in Philadelphia one time, like stumbled into a place. And we learned a lot.
and then ferrets, like, you know, their number one prey happens to be birds.
Right.
It's really nice if a pet store tells you that, by the way,
Sure.
before you buy the ferret.
Before Google's like a big thing.
Oh yeah, I was like, I think I was like 13. So
Wow.
yeah, this is pre-internet, pre-public internet, when we actually used the Britannica.
Yeah. Whoa.
But I come in from school and the ferret has got the bird by the eye whipping him.
Oh my
So,
gosh.
$150 ferret beating the tar out of the $3,000 parrot. Like, going to this bird has, I mean, I still have scars from this bird. It bit me. This bird hated me. Hated me.
So it's still alive. Like, where is it now?
Think it's living with my aunt.
Oh, okay. It's like with somebody you know.
Yeah, well, my when we moved to Hawaii, we thought that because when you go to Hawaii, so Hawaii doesn't have any snakes, by the way. There's no snakes
Weird.
on the entire island. It's too far from the mainland. They've made sure that no snakes get there. Actually, I have a funny story
That's
about
a
snakes
thing.
too, but yeah, so they quarantine animals. So like if you and your wife moved to Hawaii, your dogs would have to stay in quarantine for 6 weeks. Because there's also no rabies and all that, right?
You mean even if there's no COVID thing, this is like a
No,
just a
this is just
rule?
normal rule. So
Weird.
you have to live without your dog for 6 weeks. And if you live on a different island, not their problem. They're all in Honolulu. So say you move to Hilo, which is
Okay.
where we moved on the Big Island,
Right.
and our dog is in Honolulu for 6 weeks. So dad thought that the bird would have to go through this. Now we did bring the dog, which is really funny. We brought the dog,
Okay.
but we didn't bring the bird. We gave the bird away. I think my dad also hated the bird, just being honest with you.
Right.
So, but it would make the phone ring. Sorry, I'm going another story real quick. Phone ring, my dad's voice answering it, his voice yelling for me, right? And then my voice answering what? All in, like,
Like
he
the
would just
parrot
do it
did
all
all
the time.
that?
Yeah, he would
Oh,
just do it
okay.
all the time. All the time. The thing didn't shut up. Like, seriously, never stop talking.
Sounds like an
Ever.
awful pet. Did it fly? Could it actually fly, or was it like clipped
No,
wings?
its wings were clipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
Sad.
is bad, too. It's sad. I hope that bird. No, I don't really hurt it. Hope it went through pain. That's not true. I
That's
really don't.
mean.
But it's be like it would sharpen its beak on like poles and stuff. And then like seriously, like the bird hated like the bird saw me as a threat to my father. So it was like, eh.
That's hilarious.
I try to feed it, it'd bite my fingers. It was the worst. So snakes. So obviously the church I go to, multi-site, right?
They handle
And
snakes for sure, right?
no, they don't
I mean,
handle
no, I'm
snakes.
pretty sure they handle snakes.
Well, they might have this time.
At least outside, before
So
the
we were at
service.
the Expo Center, which is now like the Grand or whatever in North Knoxville. And they were having in the front was where church was, and in the back is where the convention center, like, and they still did stuff on Sundays.
Right.
But they were having like some like international reptile and snake show. And people were legitimately wheeling in buckets of snakes into the wrong entrance and like going, where are we supposed to drop all these snakes?
Anywhere. It was church, right? You just put snakes anywhere.
Hilarious.
I have never been to a service, really a like any charismatic kind of thing like that. Have you ever experienced that before? Because I have heard some wild stories.
No. Actually, I mean, I've been to other churches. I don't want to say that I haven't, right? Because that would be a lie. But like, I mean, like when I went to church camp at like 15, because my mom made me go, right? I went because I was one. There were 15 people going, and I was the only guy. That's why I went to church camp. That's the reason. Like, you want to know the reason? That's the reason. So,
Was that trip your first kiss?
no.
Was it your second kiss?
Nope. I was like 17, man.
Oh, nice. I think I was too. I don't know. I was older-ish.
Now, but it is when I went to, I realized I wanted to go to Stetson University in Florida, though. So, but, and then I never did.
Oh,
So, that
yeah.
was great.
Did you enjoy church camp? Because I have extremely fond memories of hanging out with friends and being there with like 200 people.
Well, I only went
That
once,
was the one time.
and that was the one
Okay.
time.
Okay.
And then we did retreats and stuff. Like it was my mom's church, and then I was here for the whole summer, so she was like, "You're going no matter what." And then, and I'm still friends with some of the like Facebook friends, like they're acquaintances now. No offense, anybody. And
What
with
brand of church
several,
was this? Was it like Lutheran up
it was
north?
First Baptist downtown.
Oh,
First Baptist
this was
downtown.
like in Knoxville.
Yeah, Knoxville. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then I didn't go to church again from the time I was 17 to the time I was 36. So.
I gotcha. That tracks. The everyone that I went to was with the same church, same Baptist church, and the whole camp was fun, but like I dreaded all the services because I knew they were going to be super long. And as much as I love music, there was always way too much music at a church camp like service, and with the whole, I don't know, it's like a big revival kind of thing. Anyway.
Yeah. What I remember of the music is that they played the Friends theme song at the very beginning.
Really?
Yeah. Now this
Why?
was, you gotta remember, when I
To be
was
hip?
17, it was 1995. So like remember that.
Okay.
Ooh, they're about to have a battle royal in there.
Nice. Like
Dude, sometimes I
Fortnite?
just let them go. I just let them go.
You should. I
I
think
get it.
back to church camp for a second. The reason I
Yeah,
dreaded
please.
those services so much was because I knew there was always going to be the altar call. Are you familiar with the term altar call?
Yes, I
Okay.
am. You have to
Always.
remember, I now participate in large like student church events. Like I'm one of the leaders and
Do
coaches,
they
so
do
I
that?
am.
Does Faith Promise do that? Altar call
Yeah,
stuff?
movement and fusion. Oh
Oh.
yeah.
There's always like a
Oh yeah.
big make a decision moment.
Yeah, because usually I'm in the back talking to people, praying to
Oh,
people.
okay. I gotcha. I'm not a fan of those sorts of things, those parts of services, because it's so, for me at least in my experience, was always so contrived and so toward like, you've got to make this decision and pray this prayer kind of thing growing up. So that was part of
Well,
the
I will
dread
say
of all
that
that.
we do a good job of not. It's not a forced thing. Like there's no obligation. Like, I mean, it's, so
Sure.
yeah, it's not like that. So
I think that's what they
cool.
thought at the church I went to, but it totally was. I'm not saying it is for you. I'm just saying my experience.
No, I'm
Interesting
really
one.
thinking about it objectively.
Yeah.
No, I don't feel it. I don't feel that way at all.
Again, not I wasn't projecting that
Oh
onto what you all are doing.
no. Well, but that's a serious thing to sit and look at.
Oh yeah.
Like,
Oh
hey,
yeah. The emotional response. I was talking to somebody yesterday about doing a podcast soon about like analyzing some things like that in music, where it's like this kind of thing that happens musically elicits an emotional response. And sometimes in church music, that's just a thing. Not saying it's good or bad or for better or worse, but it's just it's a cool thing that happens in, you know, secular or sacred music where it's like this series of chords, you know, it's going to get like some kind of an emotional response. So I love analyzing those things.
So today is the first day back for businesses in some sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
I asked this question via the social media yesterday, which was, so, and I'm going to speak directly to restaurant world.
Sure.
Corporate restaurants are opening. Independents are like, nope. And I'm talking almost across the board. There are some corporates that aren't, and then there's some independents that are still opening. Like,
Yeah.
let's put that out.
And it's mostly a money and a staffing thing, right?
I think, well,
Or is it a
so
safety thing?
I think for the independent restaurants, it's mostly a safety thing.
Okay.
I will say that.
Gotcha.
For the corporate restaurants that are not opening, I think it is purely financial. There is nothing else. So you want me to bring in a full staff, but only let me see 50% of the guests? Nope.
Yeah.
Like,
Tough.
no. Well, razor thin margins.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
Yeah.
for anybody that doesn't know this, the average restaurant profit of a profitable restaurant, which is only 23% of them,
That's a wild
is,
number. Not saying I don't
well,
believe
only
you. I believe you, but that is
90%
wild.
fail in the first year.
Yeah.
90% of restaurants fail in the first year.
Right.
But that average margin is 7%. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're going out to eat and you're like, oh, okay, I could make this for cheaper at home, that's great. The owner of that restaurant is making 7 cents per dollar you spent.
Right.
7 pennies.
Right.
7 pennies. That's it. That's it. Right? Good restaurants profit 12. And I'm talking like those are the great per that's still only 12 cents. That's a dime and two
Is
pennies.
that like Roots Chris with higher prices and good business
No,
practices?
good business practices, not higher prices. So, anyways, okay.
Did not mean to trigger you on that one.
No,
Most of the
you're
time, I'm
not.
trying to trigger you,
I
not that
know,
time.
I
Old
I can
Ruth.
make a better steak at home. Well, make it at home.
Old Ruthie Chris.
I gotta
Man,
tell me
it's a
that
good
one time.
steak,
And that
though.
was my response, by the way.
Yeah, just get out of
I
here.
make better chicken at home. Then why'd you come out?
Yeah.
Again, worst restaurant manager ever in my 20, in when I was 19, 20, all those years.
Look, I know you're saying that you were the worst, but from the stories you tell, in my mind, you were the best.
No,
Just so you
the
know.
staff loved me.
Exactly,
Staff
exactly.
loved me. Staff would walk through fire for me, right? Guest, not so much. Well, I will say this, at Cracker Barrel, they did say they talk about internal and external guests. They never talked about so if you were a staff member, you were always referred to as an internal guest, not a
Okay.
external guest.
Interesting.
So, but their philosophy was that the external guest experience will never be better than the internal guest experience.
Smart.
So we'll always take care of our staff at equal or better than the people that come to the restaurant.
Heck yeah.
Always. I mean, like I've listen, I've booted so many people out of a restaurant, it's not even funny. So like I mean, like I it does not bother me. Like call me. I've had people's cars towed even after I told them
Amazing.
I told, but the thing is I said I'm going to tow your car,
Yeah,
and I
you
don't know if I told that story
wasn't
or
like
not.
behind their back completely or
No, I told
anything,
them flat
right?
out, I'm going to tow your car. If you park here, I'm going to tow it.
Right.
I'm giving you the opportunity to move it. I paid somebody to stand out front and say, if you park there, we're going to tow you. And most people, and our rule was because the restaurant next door had a very small parking lot, but they
Right.
did a lot of to-go business, right? But our rule was, hey, if they're getting to-go food, let them park. Let them park, let them go and get it and come back and, and then hand them. And then we had these things for like a free appetizer. We would give them a free appetizer.
That's cool. Ooh, it sounds bad. What are they doing over there?
They're fighting over a Lego arm.
Oh, nice.
I had five of them, is what I just heard.
Wait, do you mean like the small Lego people arms? Like
No, big people.
removed? Oh, okay. Interesting.
Sorry. Sometimes I just let them go at it.
We'll check back in with that here in 13. We'll do it on the tens, you know.
Oh, they know not to get too, like, if they get too loud, then it's worth getting in trouble.
Right.
Like, whatever it is at that moment.
Yeah.
Oh, so
Restaurants.
I don't know. Oh, yeah,
Yeah,
restaurants.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like, I mean, we did the right thing by people. I want to make sure that, like, we took care of our guests. But, like, I mean, I've said it to plenty of staff members. You hear all the time, especially in any business, that a request is a request. A request for a day off is a request. I have the authority. Says who?
Yeah.
Like, what? You're going to tell me when I can and cannot go on vacation? Are you joking with me? Like, no. So I've always had the philosophy that if you tell me in enough time, like, then it is not a request. That's you just telling me when you're going on vacation. Cool. I'll make them. And I've had that philosophy with every person that's ever worked for me.
Right.
I also, if you've never noticed this, I never say work for, I always say work with. Like,
Yeah.
they're very specific things that I say about staff members.
Good for business.
Well, it's good for business, but it's also good for value,
Yeah.
feeling valuable. I've
Morale.
never called a staff member an asset ever because you own assets. You don't own your staff.
Right.
I mean,
Yeah. I've been called ass hat, but not ass set. So.
oh, now they're playing.
Just a slight.
Like,
Oh, they're good. They're good. Yeah. Just slight difference there.
just hoping.
I was hoping you would have to like throw them down and I would be narrating like what's going on just by
No.
listening.
But like, if you come to your supervisor and say, "Hey, in 3 months, I'm going on vacation," right? And they respond with, "Well, I'll let you know, but a request is a request." Are you joking with me, man? I got to make hotel reservations. I got to make plane tickets. I got to arrange. Like, what do you mean a request is a request? No, it's not a request. That's your staff member saying, "Hey, man, I'm going to go on vacation and it's going to be awesome. Please help me out." Okay, no problem. And if you're, and there's also nothing wrong with saying, somebody saying, "Hey, next weekend I need off." All right. That's really tough to do. Help me get your shift covered. Help
Right.
me
Yeah.
get coverage. Help me. Because if we can work together and get it done, no problem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But so many times it's, "No, a request is a request, and you didn't come to me soon enough." Both things are saying the same thing, but which way do you feel better?
Yeah.
That's what I've always talked
Yeah,
about.
for sure.
Because, everybody has stuff that comes up. Listen, I grew up in restaurant world where if your grandmother died, bury her on your day off. Straight up.
Yeah.
And I've heard it.
That's some Jesus stuff, by the way.
Listen, I mean, I went ballistic. And you know how much I'm not a dog person, right? And I'm getting ready to make you angry.
Ouch.
And I need you to know this, right? I'm getting ready to make you
If you
very
hurt a
angry.
dog, I'm
I'm
turning
not
this
hurting a dog.
off.
No. I fired somebody over this comment. I
Oh,
need you to know this.
no.
I listened to somebody. So somebody called in and said, "Hey, my dog's really sick and we're going to have to put him down. Can I have the day off?" And his response legitimately was, "You're off in 3 days. Can you not schedule it for then?" And I went off. Off. Like, I was like, what? No. And it wasn't on the phone. They were face to
Oh
face
no.
having this conversation.
That's rough.
And I was like, it took me a minute to gather myself before I went ballistic on them.
Right.
Because even though we all know this, I am not a huge pet person, right? But at the same time, I also understand that value of a relationship. Like, I understand it. It may not be my thing, but it's your thing,
Yeah,
right?
exactly.
If you called me and said, "Hey, something happened to one of our pups. We got to put them down.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, we still need to do the show. Tomorrow we're off. Can you just do it then? Like, I mean, that's that. I mean, but that's the way he said it.
Right.
I was like,
Right.
I was like, and I mean, the girl just sat there and looked at him. And I was like, you know what? If you stab him in the head right now,
totally justified.
I'll be a witness on your behalf.
I don't know. Justified is a little far, but I get it. You know, I also see that there are so many people in the world that, with dogs especially, and probably any pet in general, like, they just don't care. So I see that there's another side of that. And I'm not,
what do you mean?
I'm not saying that I agree with the guy saying you should do it on your day off. That's terrible. I'm just saying, like, I understand there are people in the world who would think like that, and they're not necessarily being conniving or anything. I think
he totally despised this girl.
Sure, sure.
And, oh, no, I know he did. Like, we had had several conversations.
Right.
And she was not one to make things, like, I mean, I'm talking this specific situation.
Yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
one to make things bigger than it was. And
her grandmother didn't die three times, right?
I had somebody that had, what? Yeah, seven grandmothers die.
Wow. It's a big family. Yeah. Big freaking family.
Saturday in the office, I was like, look, I'm going to give you the day off. But, like, how many more grandmothers do you have?
It's getting unbelievable.
Like, I mean, like, we're getting to a number that I can't justify.
Just right sit her now. Down and just say, like, just change the family member.
Well, let's see. If you... No, and it was a grandparent. It wasn't a grandmother.
Okay.
But I could. But there are a possibility of eight grandparents. There are.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have step-parents.
There could be more.
Like, if you have four step-parents, then that's eight grandparents, right?
Yeah.
So if you have your mom, your dad, your stepmom, your stepdad, whatever the situation is,
right.
Look, I'm not getting into it. I'm not.
And
I'm talking.
There could be a spouse with like
family
equally, yeah, as like, many.
Right. Like, I mean, I was like, how many more grandparents you got?
Did, like, you ask her to name them?
No, but I will say this: we had a girl. Almost unbelievable how many family members passed away. Right.
And it was for real.
And it was for real. Whoa. She lost both her parents. Both siblings, grandparent, dang, uncle, and a cousin.
It's all at the same time? This sounds like a plane crash.
9 months.
Oh, wow.
In 9 months.
Dude, that's crazy.
And lived in Knoxville, and every single person that she knew in her family had passed away in 9 months. Everybody. And she actually asked for a ride to the funeral. She was like, look, I just need somebody to go to the funeral with me.
Yeah.
And a director of operations ended up taking her. And he came back and I was like, how was the funeral? And he was like, Paul, you know, like, we joked around. Like, he was like, no, for real. Every single person in her family has died. And I'm like, I felt horrible.
Yeah, really.
Because in behind closed doors, I was like, how many people she got, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, no, I have a friend on social media, her dad, her daughter, and her sister all died in the same year, like, tragically. And I'm like,
jeez,
oh, my heart hurt. And still the most joyous person I know.
Yeah.
She's just joyful. And I'm like, whatever, girl. And found out her husband was cheating on her all in the same year. Who does these?
It's like anyways, that. It's like that meme of the dog where everything's burning around him, and he's just saying, "This is fine, this is okay," and then he just melts or something. God, that's crazy. There's a place that I used to work where one of my coworkers' grandfather died, and like, he had a really rough time with it. But then the leadership there was just really like not cool about it. Because it was taking him time to like recover from it. Like, how long is this guy going to be like mourning this person? I was like, man, this is very insensitive. So all that
I'm really not cutting you off. All that
right.
to say what?
All that to say, like, everybody deals with it differently. And at the same time, I get that some people are like, it should be faster, like it should be quicker. It's just a tough, like, juxtaposition to deal with in life.
I mean, I can talk about in our house,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Ashley's dad died, my dad died, but within a year of each other.
Right.
She still has struggles every day
Yeah.
or every other day
Right.
because it was, even though he had ALS, he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and but it was unexpected. Like it was quicker than they thought.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So it was almost sudden. It wasn't sudden, but she still has moments and days, and I know I'm not saying anything, but she still has every day she has a little bit of a tear up moment.
Sure.
You know,
Yeah.
my dad died, and I watched him die,
Right.
right? And I've been very public about this. I've been very open, honest, transparent about it. Like I asked you to quit smoking every day or every birthday since I was 13 years old. I said that can be my birthday present, and you didn't, and you died from lung cancer.
Right.
I sound harsh, but like I took care of you while you were dying. Like I knew the timeline, and then so basically I mourned his death while he was going through it. And do I still think about my father every day? Yeah. But do I tear up? No,
Right,
not at
right.
all. Like, I mean, and I don't know if there's any psychological thing that goes with that or anything, but I'm more like, all right. Like, I'm not like, hey, I miss him. I'd want to go see him. Like, none of that.
Yeah.
Like, and that sounds horrible, right? But I'm just kind of like, no, I'm good. And I was that way the day after he died.
Right. Yeah.
Like the day after, I was like, we're good.
And
His
like hasn't
funeral, I was
really,
upset.
yeah, I gotcha. But that like hasn't
No.
really changed since.
I've had moments where I cry and, I'm upset and things like that.
Right.
But for the most part, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. And I really mean I'm good.
Yeah.
And people were like, oh, are you sure you're good? And I'm like, nah, for real. I'm
Yeah.
fine. Y'all, y'all have this vision of him and that relationship
But it was very different, right?
that wasn't real. And we can go into that later. Hey,
Yeah.
can we change it to a happier
Sure,
subject? Just really
we
for a
went
moment.
dark. It was good, but let's do it.
We
Let's do it.
did. So have I already talked about the ice cream thing?
Don't think
About how
so.
you eat it?
Oh,
Okay, so
yes. With the biting and the chewing and
yeah, okay, then never mind. I don't want to go there.
I bite and then suck, and we were
Yeah,
talking
never
about chewing, right? Okay.
mind. Have you seen the meme about the masks?
I feel like I've seen a lot. You might have to be
And
more
they
specific.
compare it to peeing on somebody.
No, I haven't seen this. What is this?
They said, imagine you're in the store. And both of you have no pants on, or and somebody pees on you, and you both don't have masks on. Well, you get plenty of it on you.
Sure.
And if you have a mask, and if you have pants on, and they don't, right? Then they pee on you, but not all of it gets on you, but a little trickles through. But if they have pants on and you have pants on, if they pee, it's just on them and not on you. This is what the masks are. I was like, that might be the clearest thing I've ever seen
It's the
about
best
wearing a
analogy
mask.
I've heard so far. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you have a mask?
Oh yeah. Well, I have. Look, we went a little crazy with masks a few years ago because we have lead paint. It's a 1959 house or 57, I can't remember. So there's lead paint on like railings and stuff outside. I was trying to get all of the lead paint off of this thing. I'm going somewhere with masks with this, but there were 13 layers of paint on this thing, and I was like, "Oh crap, we can't do this." So I just sawed it off, just like got a iron cutting saw and got the thing off, and shards were going everywhere. And Lindsay was like, let's get some masks that protect from lead paint so that you don't die. So we got the ones that have the actual like gas mask attachments on there. We have those and then the normal N95s, and then she's made us like some custom ones. So I'm like suited up for the store.
You said something that I love, which is that she quilts. So my mother quilts. We've talked about my mom about how when she gets to certain ages, she thinks she needs to do things.
Right. So was coffee one of them?
Yes.
Yes.
At like
yes.
64 years old. She's like, I have to start drinking coffee now. That's the age. And she started drinking coffee, like went out and bought everything and totally drinks coffee
That's
now.
That's so like, funny.
But I think it was when she was like 66 or 67. And then all these deaf ladies got together and they have a quilting group. They go on retreats. They go and rent like log cabins and like chalets for the weekend and all get together and like bust out like quilts, like a little sweatshop.
She's also an extrovert, right?
Who, my mother?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is she?
I think she might be, but you know,
I don't want to breeze past your sweatshop comment because that was hilarious. Rewind 20 seconds and you'll hear it.
But my mom makes, so she made all of our, she made masks for all the kids, right? Like they're double sided and yeah, that's like, good. I mean like there's one for the baby. She made one for the baby.
This is like an unboxing video. That is adorable.
It does not fit his giant head, but
he's already too big for it.
Listen, have you ever seen Jack? You know where Robin Williams ages four times?
Yes.
Like I swear that's our kid. Like we're gonna be getting on a plane and he's gonna have a free lap ticket. He's gonna be built like an 8-year-old.
Was that a sad movie, by the way? Like, did he end up?
I think so.
Dying
I think
sooner.
He died. I don't like it when I don't like movies when kids die. Like, listen, there was a we went down a chain real fast.
Yeah, we'll get back here in a second.
Where it was about different movie title, like different movie endings, and it was about my girl. If he would have had something for a bee stick, and I'm like, listen, I cried about that, but not my dad dying. Like that's I'm like. No, like, no.
I'm the same way. Movies and dogs will get me, but like people dying, it does make me sad, but I just don't get super emotional about it.
I think it's because I'm like, oh, it's just an inevitability.
Yeah.
It's one thing we're all destined to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we're all going to die at some point.
Taxes, death.
No, you can get away with not paying taxes. I mean, you'll go to jail.
That's
but,
true.
You know, whatever.
But they don't make me.
Apparently
emotional.
Now there are no rules though.
Right.
Like, look, we've got a beer trailer coming to a neighborhood with us tonight.
Where?
Like straight up.
Where?
Yeah. Down the road. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And that's the other thing. We've got people asking us where our food truck's going to be.
And
by the way,
you can't tell them because then it's not social distancing, right?
Cannot tell people where you're going.
Yeah.
And also I kind of don't want to advertise, you know,
because
I don't want to deal with the health department right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, I was supposed to be on a conference call with them at some point today. No, it's fine. I'm not worried about that. But my mother has started making quilts for people for birthdays and for Christmas and for all, and I'm like, these are the best. Like, yo, you can give me as many as you want. Like, I will remove storage space in the closet for these quilts. They are good.
Yeah.
Now, some of them are very hideous looking, and I will point that out. Right. Right.
Is that because they're just for practice, or is it something where she's like, oh, this is great? And you're like,
Yeah, no, she thinks it's great.
Okay. Okay.
But I will say this, like, I don't think they're hideous, like you wouldn't buy them, but they're, to me, I think they're great and adorable because they're, but like, I know you make fun of Star Wars, but one of my kids is a really big Star Wars fan, right? But whatever the stitching is, are those called inlays? Like where it's,
Yeah.
but anyways, you know, the one continuous stitch where they make a pattern throughout the quilt to
Yeah,
keep it together,
right.
right? But it's all in like one continuous, but it's the shape of like
Oh,
R2D2 and
that's awesome.
C3PO and like Darth Vader and those kind of things.
Yeah.
And then like one of our kids is a huge soccer fan, so it's like soccer balls and like a guy like kicking and like, and they're two-sided, and
Right.
they're just like, she made a little one for the baby and it's
He's too big for
adorable.
it already.
Dude, that kid, man. I need you to understand, the kid weighs probably 30 pounds now. Okay.
It's a big kid.
Your average 1-year-old weighs 20.
Right.
He's 9 months old. He's an 18-month close.
Yeah.
Like nothing fits.
Whatever number,
Like,
just double it. Just also know that I'm never making fun of your child if I say something and laugh.
oh, I'm okay. Well, wait a minute. First of all, we're real parents.
Right.
You don't think we laugh at our kids?
I know.
Like, I look at
I
my
don't
kid
know.
every day and go, "Are you that dumb? Did I produce that? Like, what?" I also, because we're blended family, I can look at them, look at some of them, and go, "No DNA there. No DNA there."
That's a fun one. Your family seems fun.
They, we are. Like we, it really is a good time. I mean, it's not. There are times and moments.
Your eyes glazed over, looked off into the distance. You were like Uncle Rico, dreaming of his football years in Napoleon
I was,
Dynamite.
no, I'm dreaming of 2 months ago when they went to school. By the way, hey,
Yes.
everyone out there, I'm going to cheers you with my water. We're not doing a single thing of homeschooling. Just there you go.
Love it. I love it.
Listen, they asked everybody and given everybody grades. Like, what's the, like, stop putting pressure on. Like, no, I'm not, no. It's just, it's spring break, summer vacation right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is what's going on. And they'll look back in 20 years and go, "Remember that year that we didn't go to school for like 27 months?"
That's
I don't think they're going back in the fall, by the way.
you don't think so? Man, I need to stop saying this because it apparently upsets people. So I'll probably keep saying it, but I think there's going to be another spike. I think it's too soon. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
You would be historically correct.
Yeah. That's what I think. Like because of that information. But at the same time, I really want to reopen the studio and have people here and do podcasts and do lessons and group lessons and everything. I was texting some of the podcasting guys that I produce and that I record, and I was like, "Hey, do y'all want to do Monday? Like things are reopened, we'll be safe about it, whatever." So maybe.
I'm not, it's funny. I'm not, if I owned a brick and mortar, I don't know if I'd be open right now.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Be a tough call, right?
I don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, right. Well, and
I'd rather.
I'm kind of torn between like we have a neighbor who is in one of the essential businesses, so he's been working this whole time and they've apparently had cases there, and it's like, I'm not that worried about it, but because of that, I don't want to have people over and possibly spread it around, but he definitely doesn't have it. We definitely don't, because Lindsay got tested. So it's like I'm kind of on the up and up with like I think we're okay. So
By the way, one of our biggest marital debates happened because Lindsay got tested. I just need you to know that.
really.
And it's which one of us is going to get tested? Because I'm like, no, I'm good.
There's no way.
I'm like, no, you can go do it. And she's like, no, you can go do it.
How does
That's
she
fine.
feel about the nose thing?
It very much disturbs her. Did Lindsay just go and be like, "Yo, I'm like a champ"? Just like, "Oh, that's no big deal, whatever." I'm like, oh.
Man, well, let me tell you, just a quick thing about, this isn't really even about our relationship. It's mostly just about me being so skeeved out by like snot, but it's only other people's snot and other people's nose things. And she thinks that's hilarious and uses it against me in funny ways. That's great. But she's just not disturbed by those kinds of things.
It drives me nuts that people blow their nose in the same room as me.
Really?
Yeah, but I think I have the noise thing. I do.
Oh, the misophonia. Yeah.
Yeah, the more we talk about it and the more I think about it, I think totally.
You would also love Dax Shepard's podcast because they talk about that quite a bit.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I don't know. Like, we're not reopening. First of all, we can't go back to our permanent location. They haven't opened food truck parks.
Yeah.
Like, food truck parks are done. Like, they're not open in phase one.
Yeah.
By the way, what I did want to, what I was calling you for yesterday, and I don't care to talk about this on
Yeah,
the air,
yeah.
is that I have an appointment to get my haircut next Friday at 8 a.m.
Yes.
So we may just be setting up the phone and doing the Skype call, and
Yeah.
you're just going to handle all of it, and because I can't have headphones on, because he's
Oh,
going to
right.
cut my hair, he's going to cut the Rona hair
Are you cool with
in
doing
the
that
barber shop.
like remotely from the
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
from Saints? Are they cool with it?
I don't know.
We'll
I
just
don't
see
really
what
care.
happens. Hey, we can
I
advertise
don't
their
think
business.
Don's really gonna. I don't think Don's really gonna argue at all.
Yeah.
Although
You
he
can't
did
fall
call me
asleep though.
personally to set my appointment up, so
Wait, he called you. I thought, was that after you called him to let him know
I
that the
called
website didn't
him,
work?
but then he called back because now their website is up right now
Okay,
and taking
great, great.
appointments. They have extended hours. It's like from 8 to something. I don't know. I
Yeah.
headline read. I don't even read the, like, I know they're open,
Right.
but I know they're open at 8 a.m. because I have an 8 a.m. appointment. The day they open, I have like 8 a.m. appointment.
Like you're the first one.
I don't know if I'm the first one, but I'm the
Oh,
first
'cause there can
Spencer.
be multiple people there just distanced.
Yeah,
Right. Okay.
under 10 people. And they were really smart about it, and I think a lot of people are doing this and they're being very smart about it,
Yeah.
is that they're going, hey, all right, we're just gonna have to open longer so everybody can get full time,
Yeah.
right? So I don't know, it's sit in your car and wait for the text message to come in,
Sure.
all that thing.
That's cool.
Actually, I don't mind that in doctors' offices.
Yeah.
Like, can we just keep this rolling? like
Right. I don't want to
like
sit there with, little Johnny sneezing on me.
like Like 86, the waiting room,
Yeah.
throw three more rooms in there, like three more, actual exam
Right.
rooms, and you wait in your car and get texted to come in.
Yeah. Like a
And that way you can see more
Yeah.
people. No one's around each other, especially if it's like a well check. Like, if you're just going into like a yearly
Like physical, yeah.
physical, like, can you not put me around, the measles or whatever is, like, I'm not saying because I don't want to use the COVID, but I haven't talked about what I really think is going to happen, because I don't know. I know what I'm cautious of. I'm cautious about the spike.
Yeah.
We're still totally planning on going to Disney if they're open.
Are they like, have they made a call yet? 'Cause that's your trip's
No,
in
they're doing it
June, right?
today. Yeah, they're doing it today.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they've already put out guidelines in Orange County, which is like 50% occupancy
Oh, wow.
and things like that. So there's part of me that's like, man, 50% occupancy. Like, if they open it to resort guests only and don't take any more reservations. Like, again, I'm not a Disney insider, so I don't know what's going on. Like, I just
You're
go,
like half
right?
Disney insider, right?
I know a lot. I
Yeah.
just act like I don't.
Right.
So
It's probably for the better.
I just want empanadas. Oh, yesterday was Pi Day. Sorry, I got to tell you everything in
I
my
saw your
life.
post. Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know what that is, it's the day of my first actual conversation with Ashley, where she didn't know I was hitting on her with a pie. Like, I made her pie,
When
and it was because of a Facebook thread. Don't Like we like nobody needs to know the whole story.
When you say it, though, it just makes me think that you were just like bashing her on the head with whatever pie you made. Like, hey, date
Now,
me.
what is really funny about that story is she was really concerning about getting the pie pan back to me because she thought it was my grandmother's, yet the Walmart $3.80 sticker was still on the bottom of it.
Nice.
And then yesterday we turned our food truck into our kid running dinner service for everybody that lives on our
Ooh,
property.
there you go.
Spaghetti and meatballs, Italian nachos, and house salads. So,
It's a good menu. I would definitely eat off that menu.
that's good.
So,
Sorry.
no, you're good. I suppose we're coming to the end of our time. So, what does this weekend look like for you and next week? Obviously, don't tell us where the food truck's going to be. Tell me later, but
I've got like four or five things scheduled.
cool.
And then next weekend is not very heavy. At least Sunday's not.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day, and
Ooh,
I've
good
actually been a little
reminder.
concerned about what Mother's Day looks like because Mother's Day is the busiest restaurant day of the year, by the way.
Oh,
Anybody needs
yeah.
to know that.
I did
And we're at
not know that.
50% occupancy.
Right.
So, and that's really the concerning thing of what's going on. I actually feel like kind of going taking the truck to outside of a restaurant. Just parking there because people are going to be like, it's a 2.5 hour
Oh my
wait.
gosh. Yeah.
Or like,
Get some appetizers.
like, don't forget about the 50% occupancy. You're looking at 3 hour wait times now.
Yeah.
When you went to a restaurant and it was full and you had to wait 45 minutes, go ahead and 2.5 times that.
Yeah.
Like, you're at a 2 hour wait now.
I don't like eating
Also,
out
going into
enough
the
to
petri
be.
dish.
What's that?
You're also going into a petri
Yes,
dish.
exactly. Well, that's what I was gonna say, is that I'm not jonesing to like eat out enough to be willing to be in the petri dish. Like, it just on a normal day, it's just not a huge deal to me to go somewhere and get food. It's very easy for me to just be like, I'm not going to any restaurants until like June. But
Well,
we really
also,
want pho, though.
pho.
Yeah.
I love pho.
Vietnamese place is
Make
right
it at
over
home,
here.
man. Make it
Yeah,
at home.
I tried a shortcut recipe with like hoisin sauce, and it is n not great. So
You gotta actually make the broth and
I
everything,
know
man.
I have chicken thighs in
So,
the fridge, so I might try it.
yeah. Again, I saw, most of these are memes and things that I see, but they make sense.
Yeah.
But it's, hey, I'm gonna wait till the hospital start allowing visitors because they base all their information on science.
Right.
I'm gonna wait till they say it's appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, I get to go to a Knox County Health Department Zoom meeting now.
Fun. Super fun.
Yes, on the steps and protocols that the extra 26 things they're having us do now, which if everybody would have just done the stuff they needed to begin with,
They would already know these
anyways,
things.
please don't put on social media that your servers are washing their hands every 30 minutes.
Great.
Please have them wash
Good
their hands
job.
every time they touch a dirty dish. I'm just gonna say that. I'm just gonna say that. I never want to eat there now. Like, I need you to know that. I never want to eat there now. And
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say who they are because I don't want to do that. But like, we're gonna change our sanitizer every 2 hours. What have you been doing? Because that's what you're supposed to be doing currently. Like,
That's terrifying to me now, but if it was 6 months ago, I'd be like, I don't care, germs, whatever. But
have you? I have told you the thing that I look at first on a server, right?
maybe fingernails.
Fingernails. I
Ooh.
stare their fingernails down.
Just I'm gonna
100%.
do that every time from now
If
on.
they have dirty fingernails, are they washing their hands?
Right. There's no way.
They're handling things that go in your mouth.
What would you do, or what have you done, if someone does have dirty fingernails?
Ask them to wash their hands.
Okay. And then like come back in two.
Seriously. Hey, can you wash their hands?
Oh man, it's a good idea. It really
Wash my
is.
hands. Well, you don't wash your hands well.
Yeah, like can you just.
I've actually spoken to managers because they've sent a manager over. This guy's being insulting. And I'm like, look at her fingernails, bro. Like, not only is she not doing her job, but you're not doing your job.
Right. This isn't performance art.
And I'm nice about it. Like, I mean, as nice as you can be, like, hey, can you actually wash your hands?
Right.
Please, help me out. But I think, going into, I mean, there's you're gonna have to wear, servers are gonna be having masks on and gloves and things like that. And the thing that I worry about, not to go into COVID or anything like that, is that gloves give you a sense of security, because the reason that gloves are really strange in restaurants is because you can't actually feel anything,
Yeah,
right?
right.
So part of your senses of being of touch is that you can feel when your hands are dirty, and you can't feel that on a glove.
Yeah.
You can dip your hand all the way into ranch dressing and pull it out, and your hand feels perfectly clean, right?
Horrible, horrible visual.
Hey, listen, you ready for this?
No.
When people clear the table by putting their fingers in the cups and squeezing them and walking them to the dishwasher,
I'm hitting the
right?
finish button right now. I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, somebody was like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I'm like, what if they had gonorrhea of the mouth? You just stuck your fingers in their mouth. Like, I go that far with tr this is how th this is these are the conversations I have with staff right here.
It's extreme but necessary, you know.
You just put your hands in that guy's mouth. They're like, what? And I'm like, seriously, in the mouth. You just fish hooked them.
It's nasty. On that note, everybody, be safe out there. I know we're like officially reopening and it's phase one. Don't go crazy. Wear a mask, wash your hands, yada, yada,
Get some
yada.
pushed up.
Yeah. All right. And we will see you all next week for a few episodes. Have some coffee with us. Let us know what you want to talk about. Let's get some comments in there. Okay. Bye.
Hugs and hand pounds.